Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you look across the country at all the races in the midterm elections, there's one that doesn't fit the mold. A Republican in a very blue state who is way ahead in the polls. In fact, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is the most popular governor in America. Again, a Republican in Massachusetts. He's facing Democrat Jay Gonzalez, and at last check is almost 40 points ahead of him in the polls. Anthony Brooks is senior political reporter for WBUR in Boston. He joins us. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Jeremy.
Now, why is a Republican like Baker so popular in Massachusetts?
Well, what it comes down to is that he represents a brand of Republicanism that works really well in Massachusetts. He's relatively conservative on fiscal issues. He doesn't like raising taxes, but he's liberal on social issues like abortion rights and marriage equality. And he works well with the state legislature, which is dominated by Democrats. So in this age of hyper-partisanship across the country, Baker represents something very different that appeals not only to Republicans in this state, but according to our polls, to lots of Democrats and independents as well.
You'd probably call him a Democrat if he were in any other state. Here he is in a recent debate with Jay Gonzalez talking about issues that matter to him, where he has to go against the president.
I've always been quite clear about where I stand on a whole series of things with respect to the president, and have managed to work pretty hard over the course of the past 4 years to stop some of the things that the Congress and the president was proposing that would have been particularly damaging to Massachusetts. The Affordable Care Act cuts, the cuts in the NIH, and cancer and other forms of research, and a lot of the work we did associated with the travel ban and immigration.
What more should we know about his politics?
Well, as we mentioned, he's moderate, fiscally cautious, socially liberal. By contrast, his Democratic opponent, Jay Gonzalez, wants to talk about big Democratic programs, raise taxes on the rich, invest billions in transportation education, provide tuition-free college, and move towards single-payer health care system. Baker is much more cautious, a kind of cautious fiscal manager, presents himself as a responsible custodian of government. For example, he's made modest investments in early childhood education, an effort to fix the T, the state's public transportation system, but he opposes the kind of big tax hikes and big programs that Gonzalez wants.
And Gonzalez is trying to remind people that Baker is, in fact, a Republican. Listen to this moment from that same debate when Baker refused to say whether he would vote in the election for Republican Jeff Deal, who is challenging Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren next month.
Are you going to vote for Jeff Deal?
Governor? I'm going to vote for me, and I'm going to vote for Karen Pulido, and I'm going to vote for a series of other candidates as well. I don't know what I'm going to do yet with respect to that one.
You don't know if you're going to vote for the guy you endorsed?
I haven't made a decision.
Okay. Karen Pulido, by the way, that's his lieutenant governor.
That's right.
But this is a tough issue for Baker.
Really, that was an awkward moment for Baker. And it became even more so after the debate when he said that he misspoke and would vote for the Republican ticket, which would include a Deal. Now, Gonzalez is trying to link Baker to Deal and by extension to Trump. And this does put Baker in a kind of awkward position. This socially liberal, anti-Trump Republican who says he'll vote for Jeff Deal, the state's number one Trump supporter, the guy who co-chaired the Trump campaign in Massachusetts.
Does Baker have a relationship with President Trump?
No, they're not close. Baker didn't vote for Trump, as we mentioned. He's opposed several of his policies. But he argues that when he can work with the Trump administration, when it helps Massachusetts, he will. But this is a state that voted 2-1 against Trump. So Baker has to do a bit of a balancing act here when it comes to the president.
Now, Massachusetts has a history of moderate Republican governors, William Weld, Paul Cellucci, even Mitt Romney, who was governor and passed Romney Care, which was the model for Obamacare.
That's right. And Baker is part of that tradition of moderate Republicans that have had success in Massachusetts and across New England, for that matter. They included people like late Senator Warren Rudman of New Hampshire, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, Olympia Snowe of Maine. Mm-hmm. They were known as, you know, Rockefeller Republicans, fiscally conservative, more socially moderate, even liberal. Baker is part of that tradition.
If Baker does win, what is the lesson, or is there one, for Republicans in other states?
Yeah, the lesson is that Republicans and Democrats can overcome this hyper-partisanship and work together and get things done. I think that's one lesson. That said, Baker's brand of moderate Republicanism is increasingly rare. Once upon a time, it represented a viable wing of the Republican Party that existed across the country, but now that wing is on the verge of extinction. So I think the lesson is Republican moderates like Charlie Baker are increasingly rare.
It's Anthony Brooks, senior political reporter for WBUR in Boston. Anthony, thank you.
My pleasure.